بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون، صدق الله العظيم. As we heard, my dear brothers, that we are here for the khatam of Tafsir of Quran Sharif. And we have heard that as Mawlana Sahib took approximately 20-22 years to do the khatam of Tafsir of Quran. May Allah that I accept it. But the point of lesson and sabak is that these 22 years of the life of Mawlana Sahib, how these 22 years were counted, was counted with nisbat of Quran. 22 years was passed in tafsir of Quran Sharif. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا تَذَكَّرُوا فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرِ. Allah says in Quran Sharif, O insan, haven't I given you years of life? So many years I gave you in this world. And so many years I gave you in which if you wanted to take a lesson, you would have taken a lesson, you would have taken heed, you would have taken a warning. Now how are you counting your years? How are you counting your weeks and your months? Mawlana counted 22 years of Quran tafsir. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Mubarak zindagi and life 23 years of Quran, wahi, teaching, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah draws our attention that how are you passing your life right now? How are you counting your years? How are you counting your days? How beautifully we learned from our Shaykh Imam Rahmi Sahib, that count your every day with Quran Sharif also. Somebody asks you, what is the date today? Many of us are following now the, what we say, the Christian calendar. We know when New Year's is coming, when Christmas is coming, unfortunately. But how many months left for Ramadan? What is the date today? That we, Jumad al-Akhirah, and if we see our watches also, we'll have the, not the Islamic date, but to have an identity that today in Amazon is the 23rd. How to count my days also? If today is the 23rd, I don't have to see the calendar. Today I'm reading 23rd para of Quran Sharif. Today I'm reading 23rd para. I count my days from my Quran Tilawat. Now you are making your life. You're not passing life. Zindagi ko banana hai. I'm making my life. I'm making my qabr. So my months I'm passing, my days I'm passing by counting the amount of paras I'm doing. How much Quran Tilawat I did for the day. Now I'm making my life. Today, even when it comes to end of the month, now looking at the bank balance. I want to make payments. How much has come in? How much will go out? But in the Qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask us how many EFTs you did, whether the payments came in, etc. Yes, you will ask whether we did the EFTs, whether we paid the people. What is the hukuk of the people and the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have we given you those years that you pass in this worldly life? Enough time for you to take a lesson that this worldly life is passing very quickly. And how many years Allah has given us to take a lesson, to wake up, to realize that my life is passing? Zainul Abidin Ibn Hussein, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this Quran ayah that we have given you the life to take a lesson. He says, how many years? 17 years. If Allah has given you 17 years already of your worldly life, you have already enough time to realize why you have come in this world. The Qatada Ibn Mufassir, rahmatullah alayhi, says 18 years. Al-Mufassirin Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says 40 years. As Ali radiallahu anhu says 60 years. Now all these years we are mentioning, 17 years, 18 years. 17, 18 years, Mufassirin say, by 17, 18 years already, the intellect and the brain of the man is developed. He's already developed, he understands this is right, this is wrong. Once he understands, Allah has given him aqal. Allah gave him intelligence, he understands what I must do now. And my fact in daily salah, the Quran tilawat, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what Allah has given me my life for. By this age already he understands it. By 17, 18. What does it mean? By now already the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tam and complete against you. My proof has already come. You understood your purpose of your life. If you haven't changed your life by 17, 18, then my proofs are already against you is complete. The argument is closed. If you haven't made Tawbah, you haven't realized what you have come for, that you think now I have to get a degree, I have to earn. And to understand, my dear brothers, when it comes to rosy and sustenance, Bukan and Kam, etc., this Azatul has taken the promise already. Allah said, upon me, I will sustain you. I will take care of you. Allah has already promised. Your meat will come to you. Your food will come to you. But when it comes to deen, Allah hasn't given this promise. When it comes to deen, Allah hasn't given this promise that you will get hidayat automatically. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. You have to make mujahada. You have to go and look for Allah. You have to clean your heart. You have to make the effort. Your rosy will come to you. The deen will not just come to you. When you have the love and desire in the heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. As Ali radiallahu anhu says, 40 years. He says, 60 years. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, 40 years. He says, by this age, 40 or 60, Allah has given you so much of life. You have already seen the signs of Allah in the world. You have seen so many things. Empires coming up, empires going down. And then Allah Ta'ala said, O Ja'akum al-Nadir, my warner has come to you already. Darani wala, the warner has already come to you. So what is now, my life has passed. So many years, 17, 18, 40, 60. So many years of my life. And Allah Ta'ala says, the warners have come already to you. What is the link between the warners of Allah and my life? The warners of Allah, ulama explained, are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. To ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that came as a shafiq, a compassionate warner to us. With what love and care he warned the ummah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they say that the Quran Sharif is a warner. And then the physical warners we see around us, is now my hair is turning grey color. Also a warner. Allah is warning you now that you've passed 40, you're coming to 60. Your time is passing. So my life is great, the warners are coming also. So for me to take lessons that I don't know when I'm going to leave this world. Allah's proof is completed against me. Now the day of Qiyamah, if I haven't taken a lesson, I haven't come to my senses and my aql, and my intelligence hasn't kicked in, I've seen the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how am I going to defend myself on the day of Qiyamah? The waters have come, ulama say every rising sun and setting sun is a warner. Every janazah leaving is a warner to me. Every child born, every person leaving this world is a warner to me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us in different Quranic ayat and tafsir also, that all the warnings we have heard about, we have read about in Quran Sharif, and now we are seeing presently, where empires come up, rulers, kings, nations, they come up in this world. Allah Ta'ala gives them a lifespan also. They must also take heed. And Allah Ta'ala gives them power. And here ulama explain also that Islam will not always dominate the world. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ دَوِيُوهَا. The days will turn against the Islam and Muslims. And sometimes the Muslims will be on the rise. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His system. So we'll have nations that will go up and then they will come down. If the Muslims do not take heed of the things that, seeing the signs of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then Allah will give dominance. Allah will give power to other nations. And they will rule. And the normal principle of this world is that when a certain nation or country or power begins to dominate, whether it be educationally, with technology, whether it comes scientifically, politically, when they begin to dominate, then automatically they will export their culture. They will export their trend, their style, their sports. They will export all of their lifestyle. And then the nation has been dominated. If they are not careful, like the Muslims, then they will leave out the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will leave out the amal that were given to us. And now they will want to follow the dominating nation. And Allah says, my warning has come to you. My proof is against you already. So for us, my dear brothers, we have today such a warning. The Quran Khatam will be taking place, tafsir of Quran. Well, for me to understand that so many years of my life has passed, so many warnings have come already. If I go to the Qabr today, am I ready? We hear this area can be warranted, this is a place of mining. If you go into the mines, you find everything is dark over there. We hear the mines are collapsing. Person can't breathe sometimes. How many people die in the mine? Then you just think, yeah, Allah, what will happen in the Qabr if I go? There's no way to run. There you're looking for air, you try to breathe. How do I come out from here in the Qabr? Then when the Munkar and the Nakir will come, like how they explode the mines. Everything begins to shake inside. They are alone. I will go to the Qabr, explosion will take place, Munkar and Nakir will come breaking through the earth. Then I'll be looking, Ya Allah, where's my Quran Sharif now? Where's my Yasin Sharif? Where's my Tabarak? Where's my Waqia? Where's my Amal? Where's my children? But the exported, dominating culture of the other nations came into my life. I had this concern, my children, what will happen to their dunya? What will happen to them? I have to give them education, I have to give them this, I have to give them that. Remember, we see the system of Allah, a child between 13 to 15 years, from 13 to 25, Allah has given that period of time for him to get his dini ta'alim. To get his dini ta'alim is so important. Many parents are worried now, he has to get his material certificate. Remember, my dear brothers, when it comes to education of our children, Allah Ta'ala has what we say a window period. From the time they are young, 7-8 years old, till about 25 years old. After that, the youngster, now he must make his dunya. And remember, when it comes to dunya, dunya is always waiting for us. Deen will not wait. Nobody goes, very rarely will hear, man at 40 years old, 35 years old, now he's closed his shop for 7 years, I'm going to become an alim. But we hear a person at 50 years old, I started a new business, new venture, new investment. Dunya is always waiting. Allah Ta'ala has a window period for our deen, for our children's deen to come into them. And for myself also, myself for the rest, I said only for the young children. It's for our elders, for our old also. When we sit in the tafsir Quran and we learn our deen. Just to conclude, my dear brothers, what is our Quran tilawat deen? And knowing the ahkam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and to have the shauq and desire to learn my Quran Sharif. Only if us can read Quran properly, that my Quran is correct. We find so many people make hijrat in the world, they go to different countries. And whichever country they go to, they learn the language for the business. And learn the local language to make business. For the Lughat al Quran, the language of Quran Sharif, the language of Jannat, the language now. And one youngster was in Madrasa in Darul Uloom. And then they were learning Urdu and Arabic. So then the ustaz gives the imtihan parasha, the imtihan paper of examination. And he puts the whole Arabic text over there. And then he says to the student in Urdu, that Urdu may tarjuma kije. They translate this whole passage into Urdu. The boy couldn't translate it. He failed like this. The ustaz asked him, when you go in the Qabr, and there the question will be in Arabic, how you going to answer? You couldn't translate the Arabic into Urdu. How you going to answer in the Qabr of the Arabic? So he said, I'll tell the Munkar and Nakir, the Urdu will tell you how to speak in Urdu, Urdu is better than Arabic. But that won't happen like that. Just two incidents, my dear brothers. Where I took a lesson also of Quran Tilawat daily. Allah Rasul and Karam recently was sitting in the Haram of Madinatul Munawwar. So they did the Quran Sharif. Not thinking much about it. Ustaz made the effort, parents sent us to Madrasa, we learned Quran Sharif, little bit to read, alhamdulillah, went to Darul Uloom, sitting there, and thinking to myself, what Quran I read, a lot of Quran I read, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. But youngster came myself next to me. Simple youngster, very pink color burqa also. And he had a little bag with him, he was from India, Bombay or Delhi, and they carried little bags with them. So he says, now, with respect, you open the zip, and the bag heavily on kitab inside, his Yasin para, you can say. And the big copy with the big letters, that's all he had in there. So he took it out, he closed the zip, he put his juz down, so to say, and he's reading Yasin Sharif. I'm reading my Quran Sharif. I start reading my Quran Tilawat and I'm seeing what he's reading. I finish quarter para, and he's only reading second page Yasin. I finish half para, he read 3 pages, 4 pages only. He said, "Ya Allah, so long to read Yasin Sharif only." I finish my whole para, and he's still reading Yasin Sharif. Finally, he finished 25 minutes or so, we read only Yasin. Then I was compelled to ask his myself, "Where are you from? What's your name? What are you doing?" And it's so long you do to read Yasin only. Subhanallah, ajib. He says, "I went to school in India, but Ibn Abu Hushayr later wasn't very clever according to secular standards. Say, I couldn't read Urdu, I couldn't write Urdu, I couldn't read Hindi, couldn't read English, couldn't write it also. I failed in school. I only went to Maktab a little bit, that too I couldn't understand. Only thing I learned was Yasin Sharif. And I read it every day. 25 minutes only for Yasin. But he reads every day. So every day I read for my father one time and then for myself one time. I say, Ya Allah. 1 hour for 2 Yasin. In 1 hour, the half of the Quran can read 3 paras. But what commitment to his Quran every day? Then Allah brought us to Makkah and Mukarramah. Allah Ta'ala gave to me to be Mawah. We finished late at night, went to the local barber. And we know the barber shops are so busy over there. Was he cutting people's hair one after the other? I sat down to cut my hair. One youngster, maybe in his early 20s, had a mashallah full beard and his topi on also, surmined his eyes. So he took out the razor, he said, "Bismillah." I said, "Now he's a big Qurbani." He said, "Bismillah with the razor." So I kept quiet, I started my duration also. So he opened the razor and as he began cutting my hair, he started this, "A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, tabarakal ladhi bi yadihi mulku wa huwa tabarak ya rakati ma hiya." I said, "Ya Allah, kabrita." This boy is a wali of Allah. He's sitting in the barber shop for many hours, but his heart is in the Haram Sharif. His heart is in the Haram Sharif. After he finished cutting my ass, he asked him, "Vaisa of Kahase, he is from India." I said, "Hafiz of Quran? Are you Hafiz of Quran?" To have us in Quran. How many months is it? A few months I'm here now. He said, "How do you know the Barak? You read in the Barak like this? You don't have us in Quran also?" He said, "I miss home. I can't sleep at night. Months have gone by. So every night before I sleep, I put on the Barak on my phone. And I heard it so many months, I learned it by heart. So every night as I'm cutting hair, I think my Barak and Waqia and Yah, I learned it from the phone." He said, "Subhanallah. How many of us know Surahs? No time to read it. We got time for the sports and the scores, what's happening in the world, documentaries, etc. Yamana is giving free lessons for the Tafsir Quran Sharif. Free lessons for our children to go to Maktab and learn about Quran Sharif. When we go into the mind of our Qabr, then I'm looking for my Yasin. Then I look for my Tabarak, Ya Allah, where's all this reward now? Ya Allah, now I need it to protect myself." So to count our years, my dear brothers, these are the warners right now. Allah has given us the wonders in our life, that take heed, take the lesson. When am I going to get at least my Quran? Truth is my namaz and my Quran. I got my namaz and my Quran, inshallah. The Qabr will come around me, they will protect me. That's my insurance and my assurance, inshallah. So we all make niyat, my dear brothers, that my every day is counted with my salah and my Quran. Yeah, I got these 2 things of the day. Early morning, I started my Quran tilawat. Many of us put the Yasin Sharif on in the shop loudly, but we don't read it. You put the flame over there, but we don't read it. It has come into our heart, inshallah. We have the local ulama, we go to them. Take one more lesson. We got the hipsters and them, and this will conclude with this. Allah Ta'ala gave to me, we need to go to Quran Sharif in the masjid. But the young boy, 9, 10 years old boy, started coming for his classes. Then his dada used to bring him every morning for his classes for their time. So dada came one day, he says, "I'm bringing my grandson. I'm retired, I'm 70 years old. Say, Mala, can I set my hips also? I'm 70 years old." He said, "My son is a Hafiz, daughter-in-law is a Hafiz, my wife became a Hafiz, she's a doctor, she became Hafiz also, in her old age." He said, "Only I'm left. Can I start my Quran?" I said, "Bismillah, start." 70 years old. So he started so excited, he was. He did the whole of Amma Para. Then I saw it wasn't so easy for him. Then I heard he wakes up half past 2 in the morning to learn Sabah. Retired man, he can relax. Half past 2 he wakes up. You're looking for government department all his life, travel the world. Akbar Tumi wakes up. I said, so what you do? You finish Amma? This is Tabarak Waqia Yasi separately. This is Tabarak Waqia Yasi Bukhan Surah Al-Kahf and so. He said, I finished everything. Now can such remain Parah, let's start it. Now every morning, the grandfather, Dada is holding Quran in his hand, and grandson, 19 years old, boy. And they both are doing use of Quran. SubhanAllah, house of Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala make our homes the home of Quran Sharif. So make the niyyat, my dear brothers. He said, even if I don't finish it, or inshallah, Allah will wake him up on the day of Qiyamah in the group of the Hafiz of Quran. And the first Hafiz, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala accept us, our children, this Quran, Tafsir Khatam. And inshallah, this continues, inshallah, this area and all areas, inshallah.